Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to ViaHemp, ViaHemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, you know, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Get ready. You're going to fall in love with this woman. She is a professional matchmaker. What a fun job. Talia Wemet is here. And, you know, Talia, I told you this. Almost all my audience is women and a couple of fabulous gay guys and then some straight husbands that have to listen. And poor Matthew, who's the producer here today that has to listen. But she has a terrific book out, How to Attract the Right Man. Every woman needs to buy this that is single. You are an incredible matchmaker to the point you've attracted celebrity friends like our love Andy Cohen. So you need to pick up the book. I'm assuming the book is available probably Amazon, everywhere you can purchase a book.
Mm-hmm. How to Attract the Right Guy.
The Right Guy. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Not of man, course. Guy. Thank you. Talia, thanks for being here.
Oh my God, thank you for having me.
All right, so I want to know how one becomes a matchmaker. Is this a, you know, was your grandmother a matchmaker? Was your mother? Was your aunt? Like, is this, because, you know, I always think in these industries, like if you're in the sort of the people business, lots of times it's a family thing. Sometimes intuition, matchmaking, psychics, it's often passed down. So do you come from a line of matchmakers?
So my mom is a matchmaker, but she is not a professional by no means. Like, she's just so intuitive. It's where I get my intuition from. So she was always setting me up growing up and just really good about just bringing good people together and getting that right energy match. And so I get it from her for sure, but I turned it into a real career.
So wait, when you were growing up, you would allow your mom to matchmake you?
Absolutely.
What?
Oh, she's a genius. No, she is so good at like reading energy. That's where I get it from. It's all her.
Okay, how old were you when she matchmade you with your first?
Hold on. So that's a whole other conversation. But I started off matchmaking 10 years ago.
Okay.
I worked for the largest matchmaking agency in the Southeast when I lived in the South. And then after 2 years, that's when I moved to New York and I started my own. I've had it for half a decade now.
Half a decade. So. And you, okay, tell me this. Do you mostly matchmake men? Is that how it works? Like, or you take female clients too?
So here's the thing. Everyone has their own niche. And I think you have to just learn, pick a road, right? And I work really well with men. And I picked a niche. And so in New York, I work with men and I set them up with women. So the reason why I wrote the book is because I have so many male insights. And I said to myself, why am I gatekeeping? I know so many things about what men want, their icks, what makes them tick, their likes. I decided to write a book about it.
Okay, so what is the biggest thing that men want? I feel like that if like only we ladies could figure that out, we'd be, we'd have endless men. What is it that men want?
Men want to be seen. They want to be respected. Those are the biggest things. Like, men love to be in their masculine and have someone just admire them. They want that admiration. It's a big one.
It's a big one. So they want to be, and, you know, for every guy, I'm sure that looks different, right? But is it a lot of, you know, they want to hear that. They want you to actually say that. They want gestures. They want, or I don't know.
You know what really separates the average person to, like, someone who's really getting a relationship really quick is when a woman shows gratitude. And I put that in the book because you would be surprised how many women think a free dinner is like a no-brainer. And it's like, no, say thank you and mean it and say it with like a warm smile and say, thank you so much for dinner. I really appreciate it. You know, like, showing gratitude goes such a long way with men. Like, they will give you the world if you just show that you're grateful.
So, you know, why is it that it feels as though it's harder than ever to find a significant other, you know, because that's what I hear from my girlfriends that are single, or I was telling you before we started, many are getting divorced and they hate online dating. They say it's like, it's just so, it's the worst. People misrepresent themselves constantly. And then you go out on these dates. Is it harder than ever to meet your match?
It is. It really is. It's the hardest time in the world because of the paradox of choice. So now for the first time, we have dating apps. We have Instagram, which is its own platform of dating, to be honest. And then we have Snapchat. We have Facebook. We have so many outlets. And now it's like everyone all of a sudden is replaceable because now you have access to so much more than just in your hometown.
Yeah.
So it's created paradox of choice. So there's also an upside to it where now you can also live in a small town and reach someone in a big city like New York. That's so there are perks.
So where would you, where would you tell women to start if they've had just miserable experiences dating? I hear that a lot from the women that listen to this show. They go out with guys that are, they feel, are narcissists, or they catch them in lies, or, I mean, how as a woman do you start?
So that's all of chapter one in my book. I talk about, chapter one is all about looking within.
Okay.
And it talks about doing the work on yourself. And the more, because it's all about the law of attraction, right? I talk about physics. I talk about law of attraction and how when you are broken, there's something that maybe have happened in your childhood or whatever. If you are broken, you will attract a broken man. It's physics. So you want to make sure that you work on yourself first and that you're feeling 100% before you get into the dating market. Because if not, you're going to meet mirrors of yourself. That's the first thing, right out of the gate. That's the first thing. And then let's just say that you reach chapter two and you're like, okay, I feel amazing. I've healed some things maybe from the past, or maybe a boyfriend really messed me up. And now I'm like, I feel great. Now is the time to step into your feminine, chapter two, and you will attract a masculine man.
All right, go back to chapter one. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people, including myself. What do you suggest people to do? Because I love that you just said that. It reminded me of when I met my husband. And prior to that, I was telling you I have this like dad complex because my dad passed away when I was in high school. So I was always dating these older men, filling that father figure role. And they were nice men, but they were 15 years older than me, 18 years, you know, so they wanted to do dad things or they were divorced with kids. And I finally sat down and did therapy and realized I have to consciously, the minute I start in with a guy, I'm out on a date for 2 hours and he goes, oh, by the way, I'm getting divorced and I have three kids. I have to exit because this is not what I want. And I actually physically made a list. What do you tell women to do? Does it have to be a list? Can it just be a conscious thing? Is it like you should ask certain questions? What do you advise women to do?
No, for sure. I love that you made a list. So you made a list of things that you were looking for in a partner. Yes. And you quickly told yourself, I'm going to walk away from anything that is not what I am looking for.
Yes.
And I think that we live in a weird time where people are just settling. And I'm like, no, because when you're settling for Mr. Wrong, Mr. Right, who was 2 days away from meeting you, doesn't get to meet you anymore because you settled.
So you like that.
To the list. I mean, I think you shouldn't settle if you know it's not the right person and you're not honoring your needs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I knew I did not want to marry a man. I dated a man for 5 years who was divorced with kids. Lovely, very lovely. And had an amicable relationship, actually, with his ex-wife. But, you know, when you date somebody with kids, I mean, they have their obligations to those children, as they should, you know. And I was like 28 years old sitting at these soccer games, and I'm like, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? Like, nothing against them. They were lovely, but I'm like, I don't want to be doing this. So I had decided at 29 when we ended our relationship, I'm just not going to date somebody with kids. I can't. Not everybody, I guess, has that luxury, right? I mean, I don't know. Can you say that when you're 40? I don't know.
No, I just feel like you honored your desires and your needs, you know, and you caught it early enough. So I'm really proud of you. That was the right thing to do. You walked away from it, even though I'm sure you really liked the guy. But you said to myself, I'm 28 and this isn't what I want.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say you found a guy and it's going, you know, fairly. I mean, do you give advice to women? Is this at all like, okay, you've landed the guy or what you should do on the first date? Or is this just kind of working on your inner self to get to a first date with a guy you think you could like?
Right. So the entire book is about being single and learning how to attract the right person. Mm. So this is for someone who wants to avoid situationships, wants guys to commit. Because I think there's this whole, like, I can't get them to commit. I'm meeting the right guys, but then they don't want to commit. So we cover all that in the book. And each chapter in the book, there's exercises after the chapter.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I do the whole give you advice, give you a story, the takeaway, and then there's an exercise at the end of each chapter.
Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it up into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Where are you with, do you think women should pay on the first date? Do you think we should be going halvesies?
Oh, we covered that in the book. You have to read the book.
Okay, good. Because I will say this. I had gone out on a lot of dates where I had offered to pay and all that. And then the night that I went out with my husband, my now husband or whatever, I brought only cash and zero credit cards. And I had decided, so many men had wasted my time. I was like, fuck it. If he's not going to pay, I'm out of here and I'll give them whatever cash I have and I will get home. I was so tired of going out with these men who...
Like you were offering and they to pay the entire bill and they would just be like, oh, absolutely.
Oh, I went out with that. I went out with the havesies. And I would, you know, I would spend 4 hours. I mean, the other date I went on was with a guy, 4 hours, who was a famous restaurateur you would know from New York. And at the end of the date, he told me, oh, by the way, I want to give you my black Amex. I want you to go and buy Christian Louboutin heels and send me the photos. And I'm married, but don't worry. My wife knows that we're in an open relationship as long as we're discreet. And I said to her, I'm like, I can't do that. What is, no.
What is this?
What am I, why am I here for 4 or 5 hours and this person is wasting my time? So that was my almost sugar baby story of a New York man. But so no, I had gotten to the point I was also, if I was going to go out and give my time to, you know, I think it's important women always have an exit plan with their own money. But no, I was never offering to pay again. And my husband actually, he paid on the first date. I actually paid on the second. And then I think after that, we almost traded off and it worked fine.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
But you cover some etiquette in the book.
Oh, I cover a lot of etiquette in the book.
All right.
Yeah, because I have all this male insight. So I know what guys prefer. And here's the thing. I will discuss. I'm not going to reveal all the things.
Yeah. We want people. Yeah, buy the book for sure.
Right. But I do want to say this, that it goes such a long way. Like quality, high caliber guys. And I really define in the book what a high caliber guy is. But high caliber guys are going to love that you offer on a first date. They're going to appreciate. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, it says so much about you and how you were raised if you were offering. And it says a lot about him if he takes you up on it.
Okay. All right.
So,
where are you? Like, I'm curious with someone that's match made for a decade plus. Where are you with cheating? Do you think relationships can ever survive cheating?
Oh, so I'm not a relationship coach. So I don't coach on relationships. So I'm not well versed as far as cheating and like what to do in that situation. And it's never happened to me. So I don't feel like I'm qualified to speak on this, but I hope that if someone does cheat, you know, they can assess the situation and say to myself, can I get through this? And if not, I'm going to find love elsewhere.
I just wondered if you had any like insight because you've dealt with, you know, so many men of different.
I deal with singles.
So once they match, once they find their partner, mm-hmm. they're kind of off on their own and then you don't.
They're off on their own.
Okay, got it. You don't really follow their.
I mean, I had my 20th client wedding last June.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's crazy.
That's a lot of success.
It's crazy. But I don't follow closely after that point because I'm really just trying to help people attract what they're looking for and finding it. Once they found it, I'm more off. Yeah.
What do you do with the woman? I also have girlfriends where I always feel like they're self-sabotagers. So I have a girlfriend. She's still single to this day. She's in her 40s. She's lovely. But I always say to her, you're the problem because like she'll go out. I mean, if he orders a glass of white wine, she just thinks that's not a masculine drink. And then he's off the list. I mean, you have to come across men and women that are extremely picky. What is that? Is that like they're blocking themselves or
absolutely.
How do you? Okay.
That is them having their walls up. That is their way of blocking love from coming in because there's something subconscious happening there. Absolutely. Because that is not a logical, rational thought. If someone's saying, oh, he says he has 3 kids, he's out, that is reasonable because you're wanting to do that and experience that with him for the first time. But the white wine thing, that's crazy. Yeah, you're self-sabotaging for sure.
I got to imagine, like, I mean, yeah, I feel like a lot of people, do you see that happen a lot, like with men and women? Or by the time people come to you, they're just really ready?
I was going to say, I don't hear anything too crazy. I mean, during COVID, I had like, there was a weird separation of the vaccine. Yeah. Like if she's vaccinated, I don't want to date her. Or if she's, you know, I heard both sides. Mm-hmm. But now that that's long done and over with, I don't really hear anything too crazy. Any self-sabotaging stuff, not really. And I'm one to say something too. If I think it's absolutely ridiculous, I'll say, look, you are single because of this.
Okay, well, let's talk about this because this was a TikTok trend that you brought up, and it was golden retriever to be with a black cat, right?
Yes.
And so set this up for us. That essentially is a TikTok trend that's going around. And what does it mean?
Okay, so the trend basically means that the golden retriever is the guy giving, 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 pursuing, pursuing, chasing. And the black cat is like taking, taking, taking. And I actually completely disagree with the whole dynamic. I think a good match is two golden retrievers. I think if both people are pouring into the jar, right, pouring into the love jar, then I think that both people are going to make effort and it's going to work out really well.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be a giver and a taker because then the golden retriever will end up eventually feeling taken advantage of.
Yeah, I do too. And relationships and marriages are a lot of work, you know, in the sense of, you know, you have to like give to your partner a lot. You've got to come back to the table. It's a lot of communication and trust and everything. So that's an interesting, and I actually thought that trend meant opposites. I was curious if you thought opposites attract.
I do think that opposites attract. I think that we find someone who's very different than us very fascinating because we want to learn. We want to understand. Like, you're so different than me. I want to learn more about you. But at the end of the day, if your value system is completely different, it's not going to work because love is not enough. It's not. So you definitely want to be with someone that has that same foundation.
And what are some values that you think are just non-negotiables for people when they –
like in the sense of what makes a really good match
yeah.
or values. Well, whenever I do matchmaking, I always tell my client, let me understand your political views. Let me understand your religious background. Let me understand what are the things that you value.
Got it.
And then I put it all together in one package and say, okay, so this is who you are and these are your values. Now let me match you with someone that's in the same alignment as you.
Okay. So, it comes down to those things, more religion, like, more like politics.
Even lifestyle. I'll never set up my super bougie client with someone who doesn't like the finer things, super granola, very, you know, the all-time hiker, because that's not a match, right? You want the same lifestyle choices, someone who's really into health and wellness. I'm not going to set them up with someone who doesn't at all care about their wellness or health.
Yeah.
Because those things do matter long-term.
So, and how many clients do you think you've worked with? So you just said, I think you've had your 20th client get married?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's a lot. I don't even know at this point.
Yeah, that's...
if I combine it with the previous agency I worked at before I started my own. Yeah, it's a lot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if these people that come to you, like what is missing for them? You know, is it time? Mm-hmm. Is it that? Because, you know, it sounds like by the time they come to you, they're willing to put the work in. They're willing to recognize like, oh, I'm missing this or, you know, so what is it about men that they need to seek a matchmaker?
Well, okay, so going back to the book, I think the biggest thing that people forget is that it's about attracting the right person. Because you could insert yourself in the right environment. You go to all the right places, you know, the housewarming parties, the soccer games, the galas, whatever that looks like for you, or even conferences. A lot of people meet at work. But if you are not, if your green light isn't on and you're not open, your energy is not open, you might be in the same room as this guy, but you're not going to meet him because you're not open. Your energy is not open. So in the book, I talk about energy and I go in depth about it and how you want to make sure you have that receptive energy to attract what you're looking for.
But that's for the woman though, right? I mean, that's okay. But what about the guys? Like what about, so
my typical client is working a lot. So it's more of like the concierge feel to it. It's more of, I have a chef, so I'm going to delegate that. Well, I also would love to delegate my love life. And instead of swiping and spending hours on Hinge, I'm just going to delegate and tell someone exactly what I'm looking for. And that way I can just show up and that person has the same values as me. And
got
it's more
it.
Of a time thing.
Okay. So for men, it's more the time they want.
For sure.
And for women, is it almost always more about the openness? Are they ready? Are they?
I just think that I'm not sure because I haven't worked with a woman as far as a client in such a long time.
Right.
So I don't know.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. Do you follow any pop culture? You follow like a lot of the Bravo shows. I know you, I think you've been on Watch What Happens Live. And
yes.
Well, there's a lot of single shakeups, you know, happening on mm-hmm. these shows. Mauricio and Kyle are getting divorced. They're, you know, looking for love. Like, I mean, who do you think Mauricio Umansky should be with? Like what type of woman?
I don't even know. I don't have a comment on that one. I don't know. But I will say this. I think that finding someone that, again, has the same values as you do and someone who's loyal, like you can tell when someone isn't loyal to their friends. Like these are all red flags. And I talk about this in the book too. Red flags and green flags know the difference.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure you stick to it. If there's a red flag from the early onset, like someone who doesn't have friends or someone who isn't loyal to their friends, why do you think they're going to be loyal to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
It's a big one.
Are there any other dating tips or tricks you can give women that are, you know, thinking about dating again? You know, like I was telling you, a lot of women that are listen to my show maybe have had a first marriage or going out for the second one. And it's always hard because they're a little, you know, their guard is up. They've been through this emotional traumatic thing. Mm. Any other, like, you do talk a lot about working on yourself, being open. Is there something else that you've seen that works really well for women?
Of course. So in the book, I have the 10 dating commandments. I believe it's chapter 6. And then I reiterate in chapter 8, all the dating commandments. So the biggest thing I want to say is, even if your walls are up or if you've been through a lot, don't overshare on a first date. That is one of the things. Yes. I've had so many guy clients tell me, you know, dumping on someone, like just remember that like this is a complete stranger. So you don't want to overshare. You want to tell your girlfriends all these things, like overshare on your girlfriends. But when it comes to first date, it's still a stranger. That guy does not know you, doesn't have any rapport. So just keep it light and fun and just get to know him. Feel out if there's chemistry, if the energy's right. But otherwise, don't overshare.
Oh, that's a good one. Wait until you're a couple dates in.
Yes.
To absolutely. Have the bigger conversations.
Yes.
You okay, don't, that's good. Yeah, that's a
especially
good.
If you just went through a divorce. You don't want to like come in there with nerves and then you're like, I just got divorced. I have 3 kids and I just did this and then this happened to me and I hate my boss. And da, da, da. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy doesn't even know you yet. So like reel it in, girlfriend. Start slow and steady.
Yeah, keep going.
No, and also I think it's so important to ask the questions. I'm like, ladies, take a little bit of charge and like go in there and want to discover who this person is. So instead of revealing all of your cards, ask really good questions so that you're also collecting data.
What about dating in cities? You know, obviously you've worked mm-hmm. in New York City for a long time. Mm-hmm. I lived in DC. Now I live in Los Angeles. One of the things I always hear from people that live in cities is that they just never feel, they always feel like living in a city is harder, you know, to meet their life partner because people are usually here in these cities, like high intense jobs. Mm-hmm. Lots of times they're here for a couple of years, they're transplants. Mm-hmm. What have you found? Do you think that's true? Or do you think it's hard to find love, whether you live in a small town or a big town?
You know, this is a really interesting topic because people always say like, oh, there's no good guys left in my city, or there's no good girls left in my city, or whatever that is. And I've lived in multiple cities and I'm currently based in Miami, New York. So I'm back and forth. And I'll tell you, I hear the same thing in both cities. And it really comes down to mindset. The people that say things like there are no good guys left, they continue to meet no good guys because it's the law of attraction. And the people that say like, I love dating in my city's incredible, I meet the best people, somehow it's energy and it comes right back. So they meet incredible people. So I think that it's not so much about living in a big city, because I think you have an advantage if you live in New York or LA or Miami,
yes,
or Atlanta.
So many people, I would think.
You have more options. It's not just your neighbors or your small town or who your parents know and who you go to church with. You have way more access. So I think it's about leveraging that.
Yes.
And changing the mindset.
Absolutely. Okay, mm-hmm. How to attract the right guy.
Yes.
Talia, we love you. We're so excited to read all these tips. Is this your first book, by the way?
This is the first of 5 books.
First of 5? Okay, wait.
Oh, yes.
So wait, you have this one and then 4 more are coming.
That's right.
All for women, or are you writing for the guy?
We're going to switch it up. You know, you want to give a little bit. I'm going to give more to my ladies, of course. But I also want to give some to the guys as well.
And So I guess are you taking on new male clients? Like you're probably taking them on all the time, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they can always reach out to you on your Instagram. You have a link. And then how do you find the women, by the way? Do you kind of curate this roster of single women? And
yeah.
Like, because that's got to be a whole.
It's a whole thing. Yes. Yeah. I have a database. So basically I'm always out and about. What it comes down to.
Yeah.
I'm always having to meet new people, and just, you know, I'm also very intuitive like my mom, and I'm always meeting different energies, and I'm like, oh, you'd be a great fit for one of my clients. You know, and so it's,
yeah.
I always have to be out and about, and also people refer their friends in. That's a huge one.
So, and that's how you find like a lot of like women sometimes to connect with these men that are looking for love, right? It's like a kind of a referral.
Even like previous clients that have sisters or have a coworker and like, oh my gosh, she's incredible. She's a good person.
Yeah.
You have to be referred in, or I have to meet you organically.
Okay, wow. I mean, you really are like out meeting a ton of people. You must
I
be.
Really am.
Yeah, you must be like at every bar, every conference. You're like, who do I know? Who can I connect with? Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. But I love it. It's so fun. I'm also a people person, so I love connecting and hearing people's story. So.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of stress to your job, but I mean, you know, it's rewarding when someone gets married and then, you know, has this like great family and everything. I'm sure you feel like, oh my God, you know, it's.
Oh, for sure. Actually, one of my all-time best matchmaking stories, there was this client that I had. He's amazing, this tall, handsome guy. And I was setting him up with one of my close girlfriends at the time. And she refused to go on a date with him. She's like, no, he doesn't have a six-pack. I'm not interested. And I was like, when I tell you that this guy is your person, like, I know it in my bones. Like, I just have this, like, gut feeling. After 2 months of trying to convince her, she finally agreed to one date. And that's all it took. They are married now for 4 years, and they had their second child 2 months ago. So, I'm telling you, you just have to be open-minded. You never know.
I do agree. I think that's almost like the hardest thing for people is to be really open-minded, because you really do have this, I think, we all have a mindset. We have
type.
This type that we think is going to be the one and the person, and then you never know. Yeah.
You never know. Sometimes the people you least expect to end up with is the guy that you end up with.
Look, like I said, I told you, you know, I met my husband on an airplane. If you had told me, I don't know, 20 years ago that I was going to meet my husband on an airplane, I would have been like, there's no way. Like,
but was he your type?
No. See? Same thing. I mean, he was like balding. I mean, you know, I did never imagine myself with a bald guy. No, he wasn't. And you know, I started flirting with him. We were sitting next to each other and we had all these delays. And so, you know, I was drunk. And so I was like flirting with him and talking to him. And he had his weather apps out and he was kind of nerdy. And really, by the time we landed, I'd sobered up. And my girlfriend played a little matchmaker. And she was like, you need to get his number. You need to give him your number. Like, this guy is good. She saw it when I didn't even see it. And so it was truly destiny. I mean, I gave him an old business card and he emailed me and put his cell phone number in the email. And then I texted him and we went out from there, and you know, then the rest is history. But no, I, to your point, that would never have been the guy that I would have, you know,
pictured
predicted. Correct. That would not have been. Yeah, so I could see how men and women get really hung up on that.
Oh my gosh, they get so hung up on it, down to the eye color. And I'm like, listen, that's not how it works. That's just not how it works. Because also there's an energy match. You know, do we vibe? And sometimes the look that you typically go for doesn't match the energy that you should be with.
Yeah.
So it's such a like a give and take and just being open-minded.
All right. Well, Talia, I do have one last question for you, which was you kind of had brought this up at the start of the interview, but you talk about feminine energy, that women should step into their feminine energy. So what, all right, what does that mean? Because I do think I see a lot of that online, whether it's standards or, you know, what we talked about paying. So what does that mean to you?
Feminine energy is about receiving. If I had to give it one word, it's about receiving. It's about letting the man play the masculine role in giving, in the sense of let him open the car door, let him make the reservation. It's really about you receiving love or a nice gesture. And just like picking up the bill, if he is willing to pick up the bill, let him play his masculine role, open up the opportunity for him to give. So being in your feminine means being in your essence and being quiet confidence is what I call it.
Okay.
Quiet, soft confidence. That's feminine.
Okay. I love that. I get that. And I think that's actually probably a challenge for a lot of women, because I think a lot of women now are used to running the show, right? Like at work, with kids, with, you know, they're even taking care of their parents. So I bet them stepping back and sort of letting him plan the date, open the door for you. I mean, you know, because we've kind of gotten away from those things a little bit.
No, for sure. In chapter two, that's all I talk about. I talk about how I give even my own experience of being, you know, going into entrepreneurship, starting my own company. And then I have this boss babe era. I disclose all the stories. And I talk about how when I was staying in my masculine energy on these dates, it wasn't doing well with dating. Yeah. But the second that I figured it out and I said, wait a minute, I have to press pause on the masculine and go back into my feminine before these dates. And I give all my tricks of how to get back into your feminine after work in the book.
Have you gotten any pushback on that part from the book? Have you
got
really? So really? No. So women don't really object to that?
No, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so right. It's so relatable, because you'll read the book and say, oh my gosh, I did the same thing. Oh, I did the same thing. And then I tell you how to do it differently. And then your entire dating life will change.
Wow, that's great. I do think women are getting back to that. I think they've realized that there is just a, you know, there's a gender difference, especially when you're courting. You know, I mean, I think once you're in a marriage, there's times where one person leads and the other person maybe follows, and it changes based on maybe what's happening in your relationship. But when you are dating, I do think you kind of have to let a man be a man.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. And I always say this, at the end of the day, guys love femininity. They love it. The feminine woman will always win.
Yeah.
Time and time again.
It is true. I don't think any man wants to go out with a woman that's like a boss.
I mean, I know, but it's admirable. They love that you have a passion and a purpose and that you're not completely living in their shadow. But it's a balance of like when you're with him to turn off that boss, alpha, masculine, I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do this. It's like, well, hold on. He wants to give. He wants to be the provider in this moment. Let him be the provider in the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That you must have your work cut out for you looking for those women now. I mean, I don't know. I guess not. But I'm like, God, the women I know. That's also half the reason. You know, it's like they do. Yeah. They want to run. They want to control the dates. They want to control the show. They want to control, you know. So it's like, yeah, you can see how the men are totally turned off by it.
Totally.
All right, Talia, we met. So fascinating. Fascinating work. First book of many, How to Attract the Right Guy. And you can get it now, Amazon, everywhere you purchase your books.
Yes. How to Attract the Right Guy by Talia, we met.
Thank you, Talia.
Thank you for having me.